Hobart again is on the top of this list, although it's not really something to brag about. The Tassie capital's the least affordable city in Australia to find a place to rent, according to a new report out this morning. In fact, housing affordability is now worse than it was before the pandemic in some cities, while rents are more stable in Sydney and Melbourne. Isabel Massali reports.
Rebecca Lafferty's got about a month left on the lease for her Perth apartment, and she's struggling to find somewhere else to live.
My mental health has taken a big beating. It's stressful, like, because you've got to be like, oh, okay, you know, I've got to go here, I've got to go there. What's going to happen? Where am I going to be next year? I don't know. I can't make plans. I just need a roof over my head.
The 33-year-old's been on the hunt for a new home since April, when she was told her apartment was being sold. She's not working while she waits for knee surgery, but with her savings and a job on the way, her budget is about $310 a week, which doesn't seem to be going far.
I do have fantastic references. I have never been blacklisted and I'm a clean freak. But didn't think it was going to be this bad, this rental crisis, but yeah, it is very, very bad. Very bad.
On the other side of the country in Hobart, real estate agents like Sarah Woolley are being inundated by tenants.
We put on an affordable little two-bedroom unit in Sandy Bay, and just out of our prospective tenant database, there was over 300 inquiries. As soon as a property goes on, there is a gazillion inquiries and matches for each listing.
Demand has surged during the pandemic, and she believes that's made Hobart no longer affordable for the average person.
There is a high number of mainland inquiry coming through at the moment. Tassie's seen as a bit of a safe haven with COVID at the moment. I just think it's a really hard market and it's hard on all sides.
The latest annual report on rental affordability has once again found Hobart is the least affordable city, with the average household spending 34% of their income on rent. At the other end of the scale, Melbourne is the most affordable, followed by Sydney. And Perth has recorded the most drastic change from most affordable to third place. Adrian Pisarski is the Executive Officer of National Shelter, one of the groups behind the report.
Over the last 4 to 5 years, particularly in Melbourne and Perth, but in other major cities, we'd seen some improvement in rental affordability. All of that has been wiped out by the last 12 months. Particularly for lower income households, we've seen that the job seeker supplement and the additional income support arrangements that were put in place, which lifted them in many cases to an affordable level, have now gone and the rents have gone up.
Adrian Pisarski says the tough rental markets also highlight the desperate need for more social housing.
Social housing actually puts a floor under the whole housing system. If we don't have enough of that, we get high pressure into the rental markets. Beyond that, we need to immediately increase Commonwealth rent assistance so that renters just have more money in their pockets.
A spokesman for the Federal Housing Minister, Michael Sukkar, says he can't comment on a report the government hasn't seen. Back in Perth, Rebecca Lafferty's hunt for a rental property, somewhere for her and her cat to call home, continues.
I know there's a lot more people off worse than me, you know, that are homeless, that are, you know, living on the street and everything. You know, I am lucky that I do have a roof over my head, but, you know, come January, I've got my fingers, arms, legs crossed.
Perth renter Rebecca Lafferty, ending that report by Isabel Massali.